One more. One more. In the garden, there was a tree of life. A tree of life. You can't eat of that tree of knowledge of good and evil. You can eat all the rest of the trees. They ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Chapter 3, verses 20 and 20, 22 and 23, 24. He shuts down the Garden of Eden, placing cherubim there with swords, turning all directions to keep anybody out of the Garden of Eden so they couldn't partake of the tree of life. Thus they would have lived forever, he says, Genesis 3, in their sin. Have you ever stopped to wonder how we are going to live forever? What is it? Go to chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. Verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. There's that water that flows out in the New Jerusalem, not the Temple Mount during the Millennial Kingdom. Verse 2. And in the midst of the street of it, by the way, there's only one street in heaven. There's no such things as streets of gold in heaven. There's only one street in heaven. The reason is we all live on Main Street in heaven. Nobody lives in the back alleys. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life. The tree of life. The tree of life in the New Jerusalem. And what does it say there? Which bear 12 crops of fruit once monthly, yielding her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. I'm not trying to be funny or facetious. We will eat of the tree of life in eternity future to live. You say, well, that sounds kind of corny. Well, let me just tell you. The recently departed Dr. John Walford and I agree. And I don't care if any of the rest of you agree with me or not. The Pope agreed with me. Actually, I agreed with him. That's where I came to the conclusion. I just read his commentary before I came over here to assure myself that that's exactly what he said. We sustain life throughout eternity by eating of the tree of life in the New Jerusalem. But wait a minute, that's not the Temple Mount. I've been comparing the Garden of Eden and the Temple Mount. And the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 22 is not the... Go back to chapter 2 of Revelation. Chapter 2 of Revelation. This is the letter to one of the seven churches. It's the church at Ephesus. Common in all seven letters is, to he that overcometh will I, and he gives them a promise. Who's he that overcometh? 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Who is he that overcometh? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Born again, Bible-believing, blood-bought people. Those are overcomers. What's the promise that he gives to the church at Ephesus? Verse 7, chapter 2 of Revelation. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in thee. It says paradise of God in the old King James. That word can be translated garden of God. Because the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 3 says, I will return Jerusalem to the Garden of Eden. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 35 says, I will return Jerusalem to the Garden of Eden. You know what's going to be in there on that Temple Mount in Jerusalem? The tree of life. It's not the one in Revelation 22. That's in eternity future. Every single promise in Revelation 2 and 3 is for the millennial kingdom. And we'll have a tree of life on the Temple Mount. As there was one to give eternal life here in chapter 2. Every one that would have eaten of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden could sustain life for eternity. And how do we sustain life? How do you think they live for 1,000 years? In the flesh, eating of the tree of life on the Temple Mount of Jerusalem. The comparison is, all that was in the Garden of Eden will be on the Temple Mount. And I rest my case. The Garden of Eden is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Thus, the battle for Jerusalem. And it's only going to intensify. Only intensify. Why haven't the Muslims allowed the Jews and Christians on the Temple Mount in 29 months? Because they say there was a mosque there at the Garden of Eden. And we say there was a theocracy there. And there will be a theocracy there again. And all that was characteristic of the Garden of Eden will be thus so on the Temple Mount in the future. And guess what? We'll be there to rule and reign with Him forever. Father, thank you for the Word of God, the precious, holy Word of God that gives us that we need to know. Oh, we can see that there is a very present danger for conflict on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. A very present danger. But Father, we also realize that we, as we have read the last chapter, will be there with Him to rule and reign where He started it all, in the Garden of Eden, the beginning, the Alpha, the Omega, will be as well in that same spot on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that which you have chosen as your place of habitation among your people forever. Thank you for the truths of the Word and that which helps us to understand the days in which we live and the reasons for those events happening, and give us the expectation we need to live in light of those special truths until Jesus comes. In my precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.